Welcome to Connection Point. This is GovConnection's podcast series focusing on strategies and trends in infrastructure, green IT, mobility, data management, and much more. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and today's podcast shines a big spotlight on Windows 7. It is coming, and Steve Paradis is here to talk to us about it. He is a Microsoft pre-sales support specialist with GovConnection, and thanks for being here today, Steve.
Thank you.
Now, in just a few months, Microsoft is going to release Windows 7. It's going to join XP and Vista in the marketplace. Is this, though, 7, their big kind of bet moving forward in the operating system space?
Absolutely. I truly believe that Windows 7 is where Microsoft is putting most of the eggs in the basket on this one. It is an operating system that is similar to the resource speed of an XP, probably a little bit faster than that, but same functionalities and look and feel of a Vista, some of the same security features. But again, less resources and not necessarily as hardware intensive, if you will, as Vista.
Now, the buzz around Windows 7 has been pretty strong. It reminds me a little bit about some of the buzz that surrounded Vista. However, Vista underwhelmed some folks. It has had a tough adoption road in some circles. Does Windows 7 really have what it takes to wow the masses?
Absolutely. Microsoft has done a great job this time of preparing not only the end user, but the IT staff for this launch. I think that they've done a better job of launching the beta earlier, making sure that the product is fully developed before they actually went to full launch.
All right, Steve, I want to throw a scenario out to you. Let's take a sales organization, medium-sized company. They just got some new Vista-based laptops. Let's say they were actually spending money last November. Here we are about a year later, Windows 7 now soon to be available. What's the argument for them to make the move from Vista now up to Windows 7?
Yeah, that's a great question. The main reason is going to be, again, the resource utilization on the computer itself. The system for Windows 7 actually runs a lot less labor-intensive, or processor-intensive, if you will, than it did with Vista. So therefore, you're not requiring as much RAM, you're not requiring as much processor speed, and it actually runs smoother.
And what about that actual upgrade experience? Are folks in for really a heavy lift? Do we have any idea that this is going to be an easy process?
One of the concerns that a lot of organizations have is whether they're on XP or Vista is, well, how am I going to migrate? You know, one of the nice functions or features, if you will, of Windows 7 is what they refer to as a user state migration tool. It basically allows the IT staff or the end user, if you will, the ability to install right over what they have, and it'll pull forward all of the user profiles and data that they had on the current operating system, whether they have XP or Vista.
All right, I want to clarify for myself and for the other XPers out there, many of us could not move to Vista when it came out. I was actually in the market for a new laptop. I had to buy one with XP and had to shop around to really find an OEM to give me XP because one of the online apps that I use on a daily basis was not supported on Vista. My question is Windows 7 going to present any of those same type of challenges?
Absolutely not. One of the nice features that Microsoft included in Windows 7 is XP compatibility mode. What that will allow you to do is run those legacy applications that, let's say, weren't ready to move towards Vista in a compatibility mode in Windows 7. So it's not necessarily a secondary operating system. It's just actually a compatibility mode running inside of the same OS that allows you to run those legacy applications.
And that's going to be standard in Windows 7?
Correct.
All right, Steve, what I want to do now is break down Windows 7 by the two constituencies, really, that any piece of software has. There's IT, and then there's the end user. Let's start with IT. What are a few of the features in 7 that you think IT is really going to, let's say, most appreciate?
Yeah, so one of those is obviously the user state migration tool. It's the ability to pull everybody forward with very limited, you know, resources. So an IT staff can pull either XP users or Vista users straight through to Windows 7. One of the other features that I think that a lot of the IT staffs have been talking about is a feature called Problem Step Recorder. What that allows an end user to do is if they're having trouble with the OS or having trouble on that OS, is the ability to record the steps that they're taking, then send that recording to the IS department, letting them know exactly what steps they're taking so that the IS doesn't have to walk them through each and every one of those steps in order to find out where the problem may be. One of the other nice features is in Vista, there was a product called BitLocker. What that allowed you to do was lock down components of the hard drive. They took it a step further in Windows 7 and included a product called BitLocker to Go, which locks down all of the thumb drives or USB drives that we all like to use now to carry around data rather than taking files and emailing them or carrying a hard drive with us. This allows us to lock down those drives as well.
And then for those end users, top features that you think they will most appreciate about Windows 7?
Yeah, well, obviously the first one that I would have to go with is the Windows XP compatibility mode. And that really is because of a lot of consumers can't buy software as frequently as an organization may. So the ability to use those legacy applications and not have to buy new ones is a definite benefit. One of the other benefits from a user or enterprise level is a product called AppLocker. It's the ability to lock down applications for certain users. So let's say I'm a home user and I have children who use my computer as well. I can lock down certain applications so that when they log in, they don't have access to those applications.
So if my son, say, needs to write a report, but I don't want him to access Photoshop to make funny pictures of me or of his sister, I can go in and I can lock that application down.
Absolutely.
Steve, a bit earlier I mentioned Windows 7 joining XP and Vista in the marketplace soon. What is that current time frame that we have from Microsoft?
As it stands right now, Microsoft is committed to an October 22nd delivery date.
And for the folks that really can't wait to buy a machine, they need something now, they need it today, but they do want Windows 7, and they obviously can't get it yet. Microsoft working to make that a bit of an easy process.
Correct. Most of the hardware manufacturers or the OEMs are actually shipping products with Vista that have an upgrade coupon in the box that allows customers to move directly to Windows 7 without paying for it, correct?
Well, Steve, again, thanks for the chat today. I'm sure we will be doing it again sometime soon. I'm sure for our listeners, if you do want any more information about Windows 7 or any other IT services or offerings, you can reach out and contact your GovConnection account manager, and you can also go online over at govconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us.